Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, November the 28th, the first Sunday of Advent. Advent is the season of 4 weeks and 4 Sundays, whose name comes from the Latin word ventus, which means coming. The season proclaims the comings of Christ, whose birth we prepare to celebrate once again, who comes continually in word and spirit, and whose return in final victory we anticipate. Because today is the first Sunday of Advent, I invite you to join me in a prayer of thanksgiving and intercession, designed to help acclimate us as individuals and as a church to this season. Let us go to God in prayer. God of the ages, we praise you, for in the dawn of time you created the world, sending light by your word to dispel darkness. In Jesus Christ, you began a new creation, sending him to be the light of the world, to drive away fear and despair, and to rule in peace and justice, holiness and love. Especially, we thank you for the order and beauty of your creation. For coming in Jesus Christ to share our human life. For the place you give us in your continuing creation. For the promise of peace among nations and justice for all peoples. For the church as a sign of your coming kingdom. Mighty God, prepare the world for your rule. For we long for the day when there shall be no more crying or tears, and death will be destroyed. Help us to share the ministry of Christ and be agents of his compassion. Especially, we pray for the nations of the earth and peace in the world. For victims and survivors of violence. for those who are sick and suffering. For our families and friends. For the church and those who serve in Christ's name. All this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I'm especially drawn to the part of the prayer that thanks God for the church as the sign of God's coming kingdom. What a marvelous job description. Being called as part of the worldwide church, in local church settings, and as individual members of the church, to confess and celebrate Christ, and to examine our priorities and actions according to how they are signs of God's coming kingdom, values, and priorities. Let's reflect for a moment on the kinds of priorities and actions that might qualify as signs of God's present and coming kingdom. Let's open ourselves to the priorities and actions to which God might be calling us as we strive to be a vital part of God's present and coming kingdom. May this Advent find us celebrating all of the comings of Christ, all of them, in our hearts, in our church, and to the extent to which we can, in our world. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.